number 75. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's story is another chunk of science fiction set on a distant world, where the robots have become the all-powerful guardians of the rulers of the planet, for now at least. It's called Infinity Trap. In the distant future, on a planet once called Kepler-62e, long colonized as part of Earth's original evacuation, and renamed Kane, the forest-covered surface had begun to resemble the decimated mother planet. Humanity quickly descended back into the haves and the have-nots, already defined by the 1,200 light-year journey, with the rich and powerful resting quietly in their cryogenic pods, we call them cryos, while the crew of the starships worked in rotation across hundreds of shifts. The cryos brought their robots, the Stepbots, with them, created and maintained by the Infinity Corporation to make life easier for humankind, with their slogan, making everything better, one step at a time. Of course, it didn't work out that way. Quick, come help! Sandro is dragged in on the shoulders of Artem and Grace, bringing with them a brief flutter of the smoking skies outside. What the hell? I hurried them inside and closed the camo flap. They caught up with us. Joel didn't make it. Damn it. I checked at Sandro's broken face. He was the bravest of us all, and the oldest. He'd been battling the Infinity Corps for years. I looked at him, not quite daring to ask the question. I didn't need to. Yeah. He coughed out the word, and plunged his hand into the small bag strapped to his side. Here. Artem and Grace brought him to the wrecked chair by the one-way overhead window, the view from which we watched Infinity Corps' drones. Oh my God, I could have hugged him. But he was too slumped, too fragile. He pulled out a small cylinder, the size of his dirty fist, and wearily offered it to me. Here, we've been after one of these for years. I hope you know what to do with it. Ah, do I? While Sandro had led endless missions to the fortress of the Infinity Corps, and raiding the outposts that proliferated on every street corner, every tower block, we had never been able to outwit the guardians of the cryos, the robot enforcers, the Stepbots. With their trademark step-by-step, relentless motion forwards, in huge numbers, always forcing their opponents backwards, swarming across our underground hideaways, destroying all in their path. The cryos and the Infinity Corps were now indistinguishable from each other. They owned every institution, anything of value, from the natural resources to the land, the buildings, and every useful device. But one thing they didn't have was our 3D printers, which our ancestors, the crew, had used to maintain and repair the starships. We, and the thousands of other resistance cells around the colony, lacked the raw materials to make them work, so Sandro's original raid had focused on securing access to the polymers and hydrocarbons we needed. Unable to make them ourselves, we set up a network of underground tunnels to the mines of the Infinity Corps, so every time one was discovered, we could still function and make the laser blades. Guns had their uses, of course, but the need for bullets put too much strain on the printers, and they were easily detected by the drones. But the lasers could be printed in any shape and tucked away. I'll show you something I've been working on. I smiled crookedly at Sandro, whose dark irises peered through the exhaustion of his flesh. Grace, can you get the others? I'd better show everyone together. Grace returned with a motley crew, who pressed in from the hidden dwellings below and around. In this cell, we were less than 25 now that Joel had gone, and none of us was in good shape, half-starved. Okay, this is going to be a surprise. I've been working on something, using every chunk of plastic we could find, melting down anything we could use for this baby. I walked back and patted on the wall that hid the 3D printer behind. So don't freak out. I leaned over to a section by the wall and pulled away a drab grey drape. A large Stepbot stood, inert, in the room. What the? You've got to be kidding! Everyone started shouting, terrified. Some ran back into the tunnels. I shouted back, grow up, look! I stood on my toes and flicked my fingers in the face of the automaton. The smooth, placid head, with its big, ultra-humanoid eyes and permanent sneer of a smile, did not move. I made it. Here took months. Sandro has been taking pictures, and he found the broken torsos of discarded parts on some of his raids, which I've copied and remade piece by piece in our printer. Is it safe? The others had started to drift back, realizing there was no immediate danger. It is for now, but it needs to be identical to the real Stepbots, otherwise it won't help us. Tell them, Sandro nodded. Now we have this. I lifted the cylinder Sandro had given me. It's the core, the controlling unit of a Stepbot. It's like a hive brain connected to the Infinity Core and all the other Stepbots. And I have a piece of code, like a Trojan horse, which will stop them in their tracks. I gestured to the old computing device, the screen on which line after line of code was running. Once that's finished compiling, I'll upload it into the cylinder. But when we insert the core, it will behave just like the others and attack us. Sandro sighed. We need to take our fake bot outside and attack the nearest base, so we have the best chance. I'll go. Artem looked up. I'll go. Another, Jem, spoke quietly. So will I. And now Grace, followed by her younger sister, Celeste. It's my turn too. Okay, that's enough. Four will do, plus me. I watched them. I've never been on a raid. I'm just the nerd. I'd get in the way. This time you need me. We'll have to carry the bot, then I'll insert the cylinder and run like hell. An uneasy silence crept around the room. We'll all run like hell. When do we go? Celeste muttered. No time like the present. How do we do it? Artem seemed excited. We pretend to surrender. Make sure everyone knows to be ready, because if this works half as well as I think it will, we need to separate as many legs from the Stepbots as possible. Let me just prepare the core. The code had copied. It didn't take more than a few seconds to transfer into the cylinder. So what are we waiting for? We gathered ourselves, pulled our Stepbot over to the camo flap, while Grace slipped outside to check for drones. I looked back at Sandro and saw his head drop slightly. I couldn't tell if he was sleeping or finally surrendered to his injuries. But I had told him what would happen, and I think he believed me. We always believed in each other. All clear? We dragged the Stepbot into the street and pulled it towards the end, where we knew we'd be visible to the enforcement outposts. I looked at the others, their frightened faces, dirty and old before their time, but Artem, Grace, Celeste, and Jem, each one, returned a determined nod. We'd known each other for years. They knew I'd never come out unless it was absolutely necessary, and if I failed and died, well, they were ready for that too. Halt! A clarion shouted towards us from the outpost, two blocks away. The sound of two drones overhead emerged over the dilapidated buildings, and we stopped. My four friends stepped in front of me, as first just two, then two more, then a further four Stepbots strode out, the Infinity Core logo emblazoned on their chest, one step at a time. They were 100 feet away, heading towards us steadily. I dropped to my knees, pulling out the cylinder from a pocket, fumbling my nervousness as I reached out to the spine of the fake Stepbot. At the top, between the armoured shoulders, were a slot open to my touch, and I pressed in the core. The Stepbots approached rapidly. I cowered. I could feel our fake Stepbot shake into life, unfolding itself from the ground, lifting itself, powering up, computing its surroundings. These were precious moments. As soon as the real Stepbots connected, there was a chance they would immediately destroy ours, but the initial connection was all we needed. The Stepbots continued their approach. I watched them, aware of the one behind me, who seemed confused and started to move back into the street where we'd emerged from. Stop, I said. Alarmed, the bot would reveal our location. Stop, said the approaching bots. Stop, the fake bot said, almost to itself, and took half a step. Stop, the approaching bots all took a shorter step. Stop, I shouted again, joyfully. Stop! The relentless march of the Stepbots reduced again as my four colleagues looked confused, back at me and our Stepbot, and those approaching, but as we watched, they took even shorter steps. And then they seemed to stop. Every one of the bots had stopped moving forward, to the human eye at least. Suddenly, cries emerged from all around as our friends leapt from the side roads and the burnt-out cars, landed low and slid in to cut at the legs and the arms of the bots with their laser swords. And across the city the shouts grew as the bots were attacked, their weapons removed, their feet removed. For the first time, we had found a way to make them stop. How did you do it? Grace sped past me and slashed at the legs of our own fake bot, watching the heavy body slide to the ground. Just a simple piece of code, an instruction to replace their full step forward with a step that's half the distance of the previous one, and to keep doing that forever. Grace laughed. So the Infinity Corporation felled by an infinity trap. Yes. They haven't really stopped. They can't. But we can make them. We regarded each other, then began to run at the outpost and the line of halted robots. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Do let me know on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, or directly onto the website. Also, if you have any friends who you think might be interested, do let them know that it's available on Apple Podcast, Google, Spotify, Verbal, all sorts of places. Anyway, so this is Jake Jackson. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Goodbye.